Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My wife is an absolute treasure, which is a good thing because I did not have an abundance of wealth when we were dating. Money was scarce, but still I brought her flowers one day from the neighbor's flower bed. She laughed. When we finally went ring shopping, she pointed to the cheapest one in the store and said, "I love that one." Years ago, my son Steve took a potential bride to a jewelry store and she pointed at the largest ring he'd seen. The massive stone was barely clinging to the band. "That one," she said. "I want that one." Steve looked at the price tag and fainted. He hadn't seen that many zeros since flunking math class. Then along came Dallas. We all loved her. She was frugal. And after knowing each other for, about 15 minutes, it seemed, Dallas began sending Steve pictures of cubic zirconium engagement rings from China for $12. "This'll do," she said. "In fact, a ring of braided grass is good enough for me." But Steve settled for a very nice diamond ring, much weightier than the minuscule one I placed on his mother's hand all those years ago. When Dallas saw it, she was over the moon and Jupiter, too. Dallas served at a church, so the facility was free. Friends took pictures for free and donated stuff for free. If something didn't look perfect, Dallas shrugged and said, "It's good enough. I just want to marry the man of my dreams." I was so happy to see Steve go, I wrote checks with ample zeros. Not all brides are this easygoing. One Canadian woman attempted to cut all wedding costs by asking friends and family to pay $60,000 for her dream wedding. She charged an entrance fee, $1,500 a head. Only 8 people RSVP'd. The bride was livid. She went on a tirade on social media, and the engagement was broken off. "I just wanted to be a Kardashian for a day and then live my life like normal," she said. Oh, wow. Here are some other stories I am not making up. When one bride's grandmother had the audacity to die hours before the wedding, the bride threw a temper tantrum complete with screaming and foot stomping. She said it had thrown off the seating arrangements. Another bride asked her bridesmaids to gain 5 to 10 kilograms so she would look better in comparison. One bridesmaid had to sign a contract before being accepted for the job. Terms included no false lashes. The brides were to be the longest. No teeth whitening. The bride's smile was to shine the brightest. No fake tans. The bride's tan was to be the tanniest. Well, thankfully, stories like these are rare. Hearing them made me laugh, then think to myself, for a lot of years, I saw God that way, as a bit of a bridezilla, perpetually disappointed, prone to temper tantrums, nitpicky, demanding, frowning. And then I met the God of grace and love, a holy God who made a way through faith in his Son Jesus that we might be forgiven, redeemed, adopted. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world," says John 3:17, "but that the world through him might be saved." Over and over we read that God is compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in love, a love that saw him pursue us to the grave and back. Our Redeemer loves the unlovely and inspires and empowers us to become more like him. We can wake each morning knowing God isn't about to uninvite us, have us pay an entrance fee, or go on a diet. Nor will he kick us out of the bridal party for dyeing our hair, as one bride did. One bridesmaid dyed her hair a lovely brown, so she was booted. Apparently, it didn't match her bright pink dress.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.